going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Alrighty, hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. If Andrew Perloff was a draft prospect, we would have to maybe have him fall down a few picks. He's running a little bit late. He called Samter and he said, I may be cutting it close. He goes, I may be about 30 seconds to a minute late. Well, we are 48 seconds into this hour. And guess what? There's no signs of Perloff. I don't think Perloff has short arms, if I'm being honest. So I don't know. Maybe he does. And he had trouble opening up the door. So we will see if Andrew Perloff makes his way into the Infinity Sports Network studios. So this is going to be fun. There's a lot going on behind the scenes here, folks.
Maybe I heard he did very poorly on the Wunderlic.
Oh, Perloff?
Yeah.
I hate that. I think he would be the biggest Bradyac, I think, of us all. You know, I really... Wait, he went to Dartmouth, right? So I'm just going to go out on a limb. And there he is! Play the Rocky music! This is a tradition! We have Andrew Perloff in studio. He has long arms, all right? He's not like Will Campbell. And Perloff still may have been partying a little bit from the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl. What's going on?
Sorry, I'm a minute late. I got stopped by a former NFL GM in the hallway randomly.
Thomas Dimitroff? I wonder what he was doing before that.
Well, you know how Thomas likes to pick my brain. I mean,
I think he's a big fan of yours.
Is he really?
Because we sat down, he goes, oh, Perloff. And he looked at your jersey that's hanging on the wall.
Well, that explains why he said in the hallway, Perloff. Like, he knew my name off the top of his head because he'd been staring at my jersey. No, he asked me for...
Take a deep breath here for a second. You're like out of breath here. You good?
I ran in because I was running late.
Good 40 time.
Thomas asked for a lot of advice on analytical stuff. I don't know what to say. I mean, am I the brain behind Sumer Sports?
Can we take the paycheck? You know? So how have things been? Good?
Been great. That was a joke, by the way. I don't know the first thing about analytics.
Yeah. But well, you went to Dartmouth. I went to Temple, so I'm assuming that you have a little bit better taste in analytics than me.
Well, you have more likely chance to get on Matt Rhule's staff than mine, though.
Yeah, that's probably a good chance, I would imagine.
He likes analytics, doesn't he?
We haven't really gone that far down that rabbit hole in terms of how much analytics he uses and not. No, not
really. I know he does. He's embraced it. I think everybody's embraced it.
Look, yeah, I would have to. Don't you have to adapt or die pretty much?
My Eagles, you know, they have a huge analytics department.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost one of the biggest football departments they have.
Which is funny because Sirianni, just the personality of him would not suggest that he would be an analytics guy, but the Eagles are Mr. Analytics.
I know. Alec Hallaby and the whole team, and it works. I mean, they won the Super Bowl.
All righty. Let's start off with this draft stuff. Your quarterback rankings. How do you rank the first three quarterbacks in this draft right now?
Where they'll go or what I think of them as quality?
What do you think of them as quality?
Okay, I have number one, Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Jalen Milroe.
Ooh.
Quiet. Number three, Shedeur Sanders. Number four, Jackson Dart. Number five, Tyler Shuck.
Okay. Mine is one, Cam Ward. 2, Shedeur Sanders. 3, I did go Jalen Milroe. And then in at 4, I had Dylan Gabriel.
Oh.
And 5, Jackson Dart. That's what I ended up
doing. Can I shake your hand?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to squeeze Dylan Gabriel in there, but I was afraid that Shuck's going to get drafted so much higher. Although the odds are improving on Gabriel to go in the second round. It's still a long shot. I love Gabriel.
And to be clear, that's not how I project them necessarily to go. I think Gabriel could go in the 4th round potentially, but he was a guy that at the Heisman, some people were like, oh, he could be a late 1st round, early 2nd round. I know Orlovsky, when I tweeted out there, he goes, I couldn't agree more. And no one talks about him now in this draft process. He's shorter, obviously, but everywhere he's gone from Oklahoma, even before that UCF and Oregon, the guy put up good numbers.
Yeah, and to me, the funny thing is the ball pops off his hand. Maybe it's because he's a lefty. It has a different perception. I watched him at the combine. I said, wow, he's really getting it out there. And then I saw reviews, and it said medium arm. I think he's got a good arm, not Patrick Mahomes. I think he's got a good arm. You saw it on the field. He could make any throw. It's a height.
But you know what? The Mahomes and Josh Allen have messed up the entire way that people evaluate quarterbacks, because there's usually a guy, maybe not this year, I haven't heard it yet, where people go, oh, if he could be 40% of Patrick Mahomes, that's why you're going to take him. And Josh Allen has kind of become that, like I've said, like about Jalen Milroe, right? You know, we know he could run north and south. You know that he has a big arm, but the question is, can he put all that stuff together? It worked, obviously, for Josh Allen, but then a guy like Anthony Richardson, it clearly has not worked so far.
Absolutely. So Milroe had a good grade on long throws. He throws a beautiful long pass.
He's got a bazooka.
It's an intermediate. We know that. He's very inaccurate. Can you fix that? If you're a coach, you look at the traits and say, I can coach that. Now, you're right. It hasn't worked with Anthony Richardson, but you know how young he is? He's 22. Mm-hmm. He'd be one of the youngest quarterbacks in this draft. And he's already been in the pros for 2 years. Is that fair? Also, Milroe's played a lot more games than Richardson coming in. So I think Milroe, because of the running ability, you could buy him time to learn the NFL game. So I would be thrilled to get him in the second round, because you can use him in some packages as a runner. He probably runs a 4-4-0, and you could groom him to be a better quarterback. I think he could be something within 2 years.
What do you think the ceiling is for Cam Ward? Because he's been the number one quarterback, but then people, they kind of then give him like a backhanded compliment where they go, yeah, he's number one quarterback this year, but if it was last year, he'd be like 4 or 5 or maybe even 6.
So ceiling is not... The guy who stylistically he reminds me of is Patrick Mahomes. You know, arm angles, moving around in the pocket. And Miami, he was Mahomes. He'd just run around and do whatever he wanted because he was in college, and he was better than everyone on the field. There's no way that is the comp, though. He's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to go very good.
Just ruined our Twitter algorithm. Yeah, we were ready to have you trending on Twitter. Perloff compares Cam Ward to Patrick Mahomes.
The comparison's been made. He looks like his style. I would say the ultimate upside is somewhere within 5 to 12. Name. He's not going to be good as Stafford at his peak. He could be better than like a mobile Jared Goff.
Okay.
And that's good enough. How many quarterbacks can win the Super Bowl in the NFL?
Right now, I would say maybe there's 5 that we can name.
But no. It's a much bigger number to me.
Because
I didn't have Jalen Hurts as a top 5 quarterback.
Okay, so Mahomes, obviously, yes.
Yes.
Josh Allen, yes. Joe Burrow, yes. Lamar Jackson, yes. Jalen Hurts, yes.
Brock Purdy? That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
He got to overtime against the Chiefs.
Yeah, but now that team is worse off trying to, because they're going to have to give him a big fat contract.
Matthew Stafford?
Oh, yeah, Stafford obviously has already done it.
I think Jaden Daniels.
Okay, sure. Stroud.
Would you say Jared Goff could theoretically win a Super Bowl? That's my point. It's not that they're so good, but if you have them on your team, you could be good enough to win the Super Bowl.
People in Detroit aren't going to like this. I saw what Goff did up against my team in the Super Bowl. They should have won that Super Bowl with the Rams. And the Lions, they had that big lead in the NFC Championship game 2 years ago. Oof. And this year, I know it happens, right? You have the bye, and then a team comes in there and they upset you. I think there's a limitation. There's a Detroit curse, and then there's a limitation on Jared Goff a little bit.
You know, as long as you're playing this game, what about Trevor Lawrence or a pure developmental guy?
No.
You never see it. I'm kind of with you. Jordan Love? I see it with Jordan Love, possibly.
I got to see more out of Jordan Love. Because Jordan Love had a really good, strong half, a second half of his first season as a starter. Last year, it's tough for me to grade it, because they didn't really improve as a football team, but there's no great wide receiver there. That, to me, I think they need to go get a number one bona fide, you know, star wide receiver there in Green Bay. This is not Aaron Rodgers where you could just, you know, patch it together and then eventually you luck into Davante Adams.
You know, I've been watching this George Pickens to Green Bay rumor today. I have trouble seeing them pull off that trade.
Also, George Pickens,
no.
This dude thinks
no.
He's Jerry Rice. He's very good. I think the best thing for George Pickens would be staying in Pittsburgh this year, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Shedeur Sanders, we'll have to see. You got DK Metcalf, so teams are going to target DK Metcalf first. It's going to open up the field for you. If you could just be okay with the few games where you're not necessarily being the number one wide receiver, you know, most of those games, because now you got DK Metcalf, I think that's a good spot for him right now.
Ooh, I have trouble seeing that. He's so duplicative. You can't have two guys running those deep routes. You got to have, they need an Emeka Egbuka. They need somebody over the middle, a slot guy or an inside guy. I would love to see them draft that guy tonight or tomorrow or Friday night, because I don't think Pickens helps Metcalf. I just don't see it.
It's funny you bring up the Steelers and you talk about them adding a wide receiver. I have like a spicy kind of take tonight.
Give it to me.
The Bengals, right, you would anticipate, oh, they're going to draft someone on the defensive side of the ball, right?
Yeah, their defense was terrible.
It was brutal. You had Burrow, who led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase, who won the Triple Crown. And then Trey Hendrickson, who led the league in sacks. But outside of him, there's not a great defensive player on that team. Everyone's thinking defense. Imagine if they just go wide receiver.
Oh, get out of here.
Could you, like, imagine if they get Egbuka. Imagine if they go get the speedster from Texas and you have the you have the three wide receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and then a Golden or Egbuka. It would be awesome.
What are you, a 12-year-old building a Madden team? You're not drafting a wide. Yes, you are. I know.
I'll outscore everybody.
Oh, that would be the most lambasted pick of the night. You cannot possibly, first of all, add a pass rusher because you don't want to pay Trey Hendrickson. And you have to start building your trenches out again. Come on, Joe Burrow. That's the thing. You're paying Joe Burrow $55 million so he can make your receivers great. You're not drafting every first. I love your thought process.
It's fun.
And you know I'm right there with you. How about a tight end for them, maybe? Because it is a good tight end class.
Yeah, but you know what? The tight ends in this draft class, I love Tyler Warren.
Wait, people are going nuts for these tight ends.
Well, I love Tyler Warren.
Yes.
Colston Loveland, I don't think anyone has watched more Michigan football the last few years than me. And I understand they didn't always have the strongest quarterback room, and it was built off running the football and big offensive line. Colston Loveland's good. If he goes at 10 to the Bears or 14 to the Colts, I think that's a little bit early, if I'm just being honest.
I've seen mock drafts where the Colts have to trade up to get Colston Loveland.
Yeah.
One thing I heard today that I didn't even realize, that he actually weighs more than Ty Warren. Is that possible? Because I think a Warren is a
huge
beast.
Yeah.
Loveland, I think,
like
has
a
more
rugby player.
Yeah, I think Loveland has more size than we realize, that they're both kind of tall and kind of big. So, you know, I think it's the Brock Bowers effect. Everyone saw Brock Bowers come in, and they say the quarterback in Michigan, especially last year, was the problem. I get it.
Which is funny, because when I saw Brock Bowers at the Super Bowl at Radio Row, I go, who the heck is this? And I watch so much Georgia, right? Brock Bowers, great, great, great. And I saw the Super Bowl, I go, well, I'm not drafting him.
No, me too. Me too.
I think I actually said that to you. I go, who is this guy? He looks like he's like a huge UPS driver or something like that. Because he's wearing like these cargo shorts and all that. And he ended up having arguably the greatest tight end season we've ever seen from a rookie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at this class, so for Cincinnati, for example, it's not a great receiver class. The Packers, there's rumors that Teterow and McMillan could fall all the way to them. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he'd go high as five. I mean, you saw him play in college. He was really, really good.
I think the Cowboys, if he's there at 12, should take him. You put him next to CeeDee Lamb, and you have something for Dak Prescott, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world.
But you know the Cowboys are going to be boring tonight.
I don't understand what they're doing anymore. Now, I'm past the point of actually evaluating the Cowboys off wins and losses, because their whole formula is just stir up the most amount of drama. But last year, they were all in, right? Mm-hmm. They said they were all in. They did nothing. This year, they said they were going to be selectively aggressive. What, their biggest offseason move was re-signing their own defensive lineman to an $80 million contract?
Yeah, not the one that everyone's watching either. Not Micah Parsons.
Yeah, that as well. And then they go, oh, yeah, we've been aggressive this offseason. The other day when Stephen Jones is talking, Honestly, I would let the remember the grandson who supposedly gave the A-OK on CeeDee Lamb a few years ago. I would just let the grandson do the drafting.
Yeah,
it's been crazy in Dallas.
You have Joe Shane's kid running the show in New York, and the grandson in Dallas. It looks like a lot of people think they're going to go guard. So that would be tackle, guard. The last three drafts because Zach Martin's retired.
That's also the big misnomer too.
Yeah,
the last few years the Cowboys' offensive line has not been strong, but because they were so good for a decade on the offensive line, everyone's still programmed to say the Cowboys have this wonderful offense.
But they keep drafting there when they need a wide receiver too so desperately. I'm an Eagles fan. I watch them. All you have to do is focus on CeeDee Lamb and you're fine. They need someone to scare someone. I would love for them to go Golden. I would love for them to go Ted McMillan or trade. Make a trade. I hate to say it. That's one team. Bring in Tyreek Hill. Just do something. Otherwise, you're just going to be average next year.
Do you agree that the first four picks is this? It's chalk. It's Cam Ward. It's Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, and Will Howard. Will Campbell.
I do agree, although there is. These insiders are stirring it up that Cleveland's still taking phone calls. I think that's insane.
Does anyone actually? I love Peter Schrager. Yeah. When he said that the other day about Browns and the Giants, I don't buy it. It
came up on ESPN again today. A bunch of other reporters are saying that there's still calls going on. I don't know why the Browns are putting that out there. I think they should run to the podium for Travis Hunter.
Well, put it this way. If you're Andrew Berry, who's on the hot seat, and Joe Shane, who's on the hot seat, I've said this for months, that if I'm them, I'm trying to keep my job. I'm drafting the quarterback. It could maybe buy me another year.
Right.
But if you're not taking a quarterback at 2 or 3, you then have to take Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, who are all perceived to be the two best players in this draft.
Oh, well, and for this particular team, you have to take Hunter. Because what other team needs offense and defense and get it all in one player? Also, Abdul Carter's great. Big fan. He doesn't change the whole storyline. Because the Browns have the Deshaun Watson mess, they need a new story. They need a new something to watch. I think I'll watch the Browns to see Travis Hunter play both ways. I'll watch every game.
And then we had Joe Thomas on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said to him, because he wanted Travis Hunter at 2.
Yeah.
And then I go, how about trading up for a quarterback and getting Shador? And he said that would be the equivalence of them winning the Super Bowl in Cleveland if you get both of them.
You have teammates.
Are you down on Shador? Because you put him at 3. What's your view of him?
I think he's a really good quarterback. I think the extra stuff is the problem. And I don't think it's his personality. I think it's his dad. I fully subscribe to this issue. He's never been coached by anyone else, so you have no idea what it's...
But why should that matter?
Because if you're... The other thing, coaches hate parents. I don't care what they say. Every coach I've ever talked to, they abhor hearing from parents. And you are going to hear from Shador's dad. So... And should that matter? No, of course it should matter. Does it matter? This is the NFL. You think that these people do not care, do not want to hear from parents, and they don't care what's fair. It's not about, it's unfair to Shador. Yeah, maybe so. But if you're Kellen Moore in New Orleans, do you really want to pick up the phone in week 3 and say, hey, Derek Carr looks bad. Why don't you put in Shador?
Where's Shador Sanders landing tonight?
Well, I still have a hunch it could be Pittsburgh at 21. I would say, just reading the tea leaves, it's about a coin toss, whether they take him or not. I think they desperately need some run stoppers after what happened in the playoffs to Baltimore. If not, it's Pittsburgh at 21 or second round. I saw he's a minus number for second round now. So I would say 21 or 33 to Cleveland.
Wow. Could you imagine if we talked about this guy for a month and a half, potentially being the second or third overall pick. Imagine the world where he falls out of the first round entirely. I do think he's going to Pittsburgh, which then makes all of our shows. Shador's the number one story tomorrow, whether he goes in the first round or if he's still available in the second round. But then if he does go to Pittsburgh, I'm not bringing in Aaron Rodgers if I'm the Steelers. That's it.
You're not trading for Kirk Cousins. Cousins won't go there anyway. He's a no-trade clause. We had Diana Rossini on today. She said that the word is the Steelers are trying to trade out. Which actually makes some sense. Maybe they think they can get him lower at the end of the first round. Be someone would trade up for, I don't know, a tight end. I don't even know why someone. The other thing she said is that Cleveland loves Tyler Shuck. So do with that what you will.
Let me tell you, if Tyler Shuck goes in the first round tonight, I think I'm done with the draft.
Just done.
Who talked about this guy at the end of the college football season?
Well, I did. Don't you remember in 2018 when we were watching him at Oregon, when I called you and I said, you know, this kid in six, seven years of marriage. No, it's the craziest story. He's been in our lives forever.
Yeah, he's like the...
He was at the Elite 11.
He makes Perry Ellis look young.
Yeah, he was at the...
If we're being honest.
He was at the Elite 11 with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He was a big prospect who disappointed. And he never blew me away. He was good.
So these are the two guys I just don't understand.
Okay.
Shuck and then also Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart had that moment at the end of the year up against Florida,
yep.
I was done. I never thought very highly of Jackson Dart. To me, he's more of a product of a system of Lane Kiffin.
Yep.
Lane Kiffin gets all these guys that they produce. Now people are telling me Jackson Dart, right? I like McShay. Oh, but if the Saints take a quarterback at 9, it's Jackson Dart. It's not Shador Sanders.
Yep.
If that happens, that will also be the end of me with this draft.
Multiple reports the Saints like him either at 9 or to trade up in the first round. Makes no sense to me. Does he have a big arm? No. Is he a great runner? No, he's a good runner. You know, who's he remind you of? Matt Corral. I was so into
Matt. Oh, that's a great comment.
Except I think, honestly, Matt Corral physically was a little better than he is. He had a cannon. He just couldn't get it together. But it was clearly a product of the offense. Jackson Dart is that to me. I don't get it at all. If the Giants take him, I know there are a lot of – Peter Schrager, for example, has the mm-hmm. Giants training to 26 again.
And the Sun was – but you said it. The Sun was posted about it last night.
Yeah, and the Eli to Ole Miss connection and Charlie Weiss Jr., I believe, is very good friends with Brian Daboll. So it feels like that's a Giants using their relationships to make a pick. And that is not what the Giants should be doing. Oh, Joe Judge is connected to Ole Miss, too. And Joe Judge has a lot of friends in the building. That's what I heard. This is what we're talking about right now. The Giants have all these friends who love Jackson Dart. So now a lot of mock drafters have them taking Jackson Dart. I think that's not the guy they want. I think they need a quarterback. I would go for a little more upside than Jackson Dart.
He's Andrew Perloff. You can listen to him in the mornings. Maggie and Perloff right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's take a break. We'll come on back more with Perloff after these short messages. You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This NFL Draft Preview is sponsored by Ego Tools that deliver or exceed the power and performance of gas without the noise, fuss, and fumes. For any outdoor challenge, count on Ego Tools to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. Ego, power beyond belief. Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. I guess now a yearly tradition because we've done this back-to-back years, or maybe even more than that, where we're doing the draft shows together. So
yeah, no.
I talked to you. When did you get here again to the network?
Let's see. It was the Rams-Bengals Super Bowl was my first 3 weeks on the show.
Oh, really?
So that was 2021 or 2022.
Yeah, one of those. But I think we've talked every year since, and especially on the draft.
Remember we did that in Detroit. We had such a good time that night. The picks were coming in. MJR. It's always fun to react.
Kansas City.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Kansas City.
I thought you were making a joke because we didn't go to Detroit.
I'm like, Perloff, taking
a shot at management.
No. I got my Midwestern cities mixed up.
If management's listening, just know that was Perloff taking the shot at you guys, not me. So I'll take more money on my next
contract. Get out of here. The funny thing was, what's your plan for tonight? Are you going to live tweet like crazy? That's my favorite. I'm getting on the couch. I'm ordering food.
Yeah.
And I am just ripping everybody. I am so ready to go.
I'm ready to rock and roll. And I'm hoping that my Patriots with the fourth over. Who do you think I want, by the way?
Okay.
That's realistic.
So you can't trade up? Is a trade part of this?
So full disclosure, no. I want Abdul Carter.
Of course.
I know I'm not getting Abdul Carter anymore.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not getting Travis Hunter. So let's say first pick is Cam Ward. Second pick is Travis Hunter. Third pick is Abdul Carter. What do you think I want with the fourth
overall pick? So, based on the question, I don't think you want chalk, which is Will Campbell, the LSU left tackle. So, the next couple prospects would be... Oh, I think you want Ashton Gentry then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And me too.
Up until yesterday, I would have said Will Campbell. And I'm fine if they take Will Campbell.
Right.
Even if he ends up being a left guard, fine by me. If this guy could go play 8 to 10 years in the NFL and I could have one fifth of my offensive line figured out and the Patriots offensive line stinks, I'm good to go. But I was talking to Fitzy up in Boston, WEI, who was on their afternoon show the other day. And we did our mock draft yesterday. And he took Ashton Gentry fourth. And when he said that, a light bulb went off in my head because Mike Vrabel, when he was successful as an NFL head coach, had Derrick Henry. And his quarterback was Ryan Tannehill. Let's be real, he's like average quarterback in the NFL. Drake May clearly has star potential. And Ashton Gentry would give them a legit weapon on that offensive side of the ball and protect Drake May too.
Absolutely. Any young quarterback or any quarterback, even Geno Smith with Vegas, you want him in second and four and third and two. You do not want those guys in third and nine. So if you could get your running game going, it'll change Drake May completely.
Now, I think at your show and our show, we have a very healthy relationship.
Yes,
There have been times where I will throw a lot of shots, right, with other shows, and sometimes they don't take it that well, or sometimes they do. We've always had a very good relationship, you and I, Maggie and I, EJ. Manny's kind of a pain in the ass, if I'm being honest.
That's a given.
That guy's a fraud, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
He sits there on social media, the Mets fans are so insufferable. And then all this guy does is talk about the Mets. So I like Manny, the sports fan, I despise.
No, Manny is a hysterical trash talker. His Twitter feed cracks me up. He gets so mad.
He's average. He's like the Ryan Tannehill of social media.
No. The funny thing is, Manny's personality does not fit his social media feed at all. He's so laid back.
You know who Manny reminds me of on social media? Remember the person that was like, leave Britney alone and crying?
Yeah.
That's Manny about every sports subject. It's woe is me.
Yeah. He comes in the morning and he's a totally different person.
Grumpy son of a bitch. That's what he is.
Manny? Oh my gosh.
He's grumpy.
No way.
Yeah.
You know, we have an assignment at the show. He's single. We've been looking for a girlfriend.
Oh, for Manny?
Yeah.
We could put some flyers out there. See if any takers are.
Yeah, no, Manny's a good dude. No, I understand your hatred. I mean, first of all, I hate all Knicks fans and I hate all Mets fans. So,
and you still come in studio with us?
Wait, but you were getting it. I think you were. Were you setting up to rip our show or get into something?
No. Okay. I heard a little scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
That Maggie has a spicy Raiders take here. No, that it's not a take. May not like.
No, it's not even. I want to hear Stu's opinion and your opinion because it's relevant to your team as well.
Because I know Maggie always likes to punch down on Stu. I hear.
Maggie loves Stu more than anyone loves anyone in this building. It's almost unusual, but it's like a more of like a mother-son relationship. No offense, Stu, but is that fair to say?
I would say so. That's fine.
I do think Maggie is like the mother here at the network.
I don't think she would like that characterization.
Well, they said mother and son with Stu. How is that bad?
That's because Stu's 12 years old. I mean, look at Stu.
Times three, but
Stu's
okay.
Older than me. But I'm just saying, like, yeah. She is the voice of reason, the professional person here at the network.
The fight is Maggie thinks Tom Brady is absolutely running the show in every aspect, that he is staying up till 4 in the morning watching guard tape from North Dakota State, and he is making this pick, and he is making his full imprint. And I say, that can't be true because A, he's on Fox. B, they have a GM. Okay. They have a very, very influential head coach in Pete Carroll. And they have all Pete Carroll's people. I don't think it's a Brady show. That's a debate. It's nothing. There's no hot take about it. I really don't think that Tom Brady is going to be able to redefine what the Raiders are.
You know, it's funny because I just said Maggie is the mother of the Infinity Sports Network. Brady would be, if that's the case, he would be the helicopter parent. I think he's giving advice, but he's not being a helicopter parent here, and he's letting John Spytek and Pete Carroll run the show. Because if Brady was running the show, they're taking Shador Sanders. There's no doubt about that in my mind. Brady and Shador are very close.
Well, Maggie said, she's like, well, they're thinking outside the box. You know, unlike the Raiders making a splash move, they're going to take a left tackle. She's like, that's pure Brady. I'm like, how is that pure Brady? What does that even mean? The Patriots never took left tackle. They took like what? Nate Solder. That was about it.
Yeah,
they never drafted that position. I don't know what that means. That's what every other team would do. And they said Geno Smith. What was outside the box with that?
That was Pete Carroll.
It's Pete Carroll. That's
I think there was some tampering that happened there. Because it looked like there was a deal that was going to get done with Seattle. And then, everyone got ghosted there, and Gino winds up in Las Vegas.
But what a funny spot for the Raiders at six, because it's been Ashton Gente from day one.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you. So we talked about chalk going four. I think the draft starts at five. For the last few weeks, it was Mason Graham in at five. Yep. And now it seems like Mason Graham is falling, and Ashton Gente is going from the Raiders at six to the Jaguars at five. Right,
right, unless the Bears can trade up. So it looks like Ashton Gente, five. There's like persistent rumor that Tet McMillan is in play for the Jags. They really want a playmaker.
Of people do the Mike Evans comp to Tet McMillan, and McMillan's new coach is Liam Cohen, and Jacksonville is coming over from Tampa Bay. I guess that's the connection.
Yeah, but maybe they trade with Chicago and get him a little lower. So I think you're chalk there. Then I think you start getting into the non-skill position players. Then it's six left tackle, but whether it's Banks, Membu, whoever's left over from the Patriots. Then, I think you're going to see the Jets. I wouldn't be surprised if they went O-line. Then Carolina goes Jalen Walker. I think you're going to get a lot of those positions. Is that how you see it?
I would say right now, one, Cam Ward, two, Travis Hunter, three, Abdul Carter, four, Will Campbell, five, Gente, six, I would go Raiders, Membu, seven, Jets, Tyler Ward.
Yeah. Would you be shocked if they went O-line, though?
No.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Yeah.
I wouldn't. Eight? I would say Mason Graham to the Carolina Panthers. I think a lot of people say Walker because they don't think Graham's going to be available. Personally, I think Mason Graham's the third best player in this draft.
Oh, I love him. I love watching him. That's a guy. He reminds me of Ndamukong Suh and Gerald McCoy in college. Like, he'd blow up everything.
He had the most impressive performance I saw in college this year when he just single-handedly impacted that Ohio State game. Michigan didn't even know what the forward pass was last year, and that defense was so good up against that highly talented Ohio State offense, obviously. It was phenomenal.
Totally with you. Then what's nine? We got Saints. Saints probably O-line or something unsexy.
I'm thinking Mykel Williams.
That makes sense.
But I think the Saints have so many holes. They're fine at tackle right now. I kind of like Will Johnson in that spot, but he is completely full. He could go to Detroit at the end of the first round.
Medicals didn't run, so people think he's slow. And he's got to be, I think it was Diana who told us today that he has to be in zone, can't play man. So he is definitely falling. I saw Daniel Jeremiah didn't have him in the first round of his mock draft, so there's something going on there.
So is there a team, is there one player that you're like, okay, I definitely want to see that player go to that team, even if it's not that realistic right now?
I'll tell you my favorite players. Well, Travis Hunter is, okay. I think, I'd love to see him in Cleveland. I really want to see Egbuka specifically in Pittsburgh. I feel like that is a perfect, I'm a big fan of his personality. Jalen Milroe, I really want to see him become a Lamar Jackson type. Young Lamar Jackson, I think he could light the league on fire with his feet. Now, the arm is a long way away. I would love to see the Giants take him at 34. I don't think it's going to happen. Or the Saints take him at 40. That'd be interesting to me, too. But the best fit for him would be Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh needs a running quarterback. They don't need Shedeur Sanders. That's why I don't like this fit. You know, it's an outside. Put Shedeur in a dome where he can throw the ball 40 times a game and distribute it. He's a distributor. Pittsburgh needs a big Ben, a big guy. And Milroe's so strong. I could see Arthur Smith just finding a run game somewhere and just controlling the football in the AFC North. I feel like that would be a great fit.
If that happens, that the Steelers end up going Milroe over Shedeur Sanders, and to be clear, I think Shador's the second-best quarterback in this draft class, then I would hope Shedeur lands with the L.A. Rams.
That'd be great.
With McVay, you have him sit there for a year. Stafford plays one more season. Mm-hmm. You hand the baton over while having Puka Nacua and Kyren Williams on that
team. But we're talking second round at this point. I don't think Pittsburgh's taking Milroe at 21. I'm saying they're getting later on. Yeah, and Shedeur, if Pittsburgh doesn't take Shedeur at 21, they might have another bite at him later on.
How many quarterbacks do you think go in the first round?
I think two.
So, no. Wow.
I think two.
I think the over-under's right, to me, is 2.5.
I can't tell you which two. I think it's going to be definitely Cam Ward, obviously. Then I think it's either Dart or Shedeur. And then I think you get, there's some interesting stats. I didn't even think about it. You don't draft quarterbacks in the second round. It's just something that never, ever happens. I think there's only been one to go with the first pick in the second round, and that's Drew Brees. You generally don't want them in that second round where you're not sure if they're a starter or not. So they all go in the third round.
Hold on. Yeah. Your quarterback, Jalen Hurts, in the second round.
Jalen Hurts, Andy Dalton, and Colin Kaepernick. There are a few. But the numbers, I think three times as many more go in the third round. It's an odd spot for a quarterback.
What time do you have to do TV? You have a big TV appearance today?
Oh, no big thing. I have a 5 o'clock spot. New York One, okay. Spectrum News. Get syndicated around the country.
Are you doing that from here?
No, I have to go there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, I got a boogie.
That's fine. It's fine by me. Give me one more take before we let you run.
Okay.
So you want Jalen Milroe to the Steelers. So what is your, let's say Shedeur doesn't go to the Steelers.
Okay.
Give me that. Shedeur doesn't go to the Steelers. Then where does Shedeur go?
I got Shedeur. I'll go Cleveland in the second round. One more take, by the way. You know who I love? Travion Henderson. To a team like the Commanders, who can use him in the screen pass game. I mean, come on. That would be sick.
What was the viral take that you had through the draft that every year pops up on Full Take Exposed?
Oh, I mean, the obvious one. Panthers taking Luke Kuechly was a massive mistake. An off-ball linebacker and top 10? No, I don't think so, Zach.
So then what do you think your take is right now that could be the coldest a few years from now?
Oh, I have this take that Jalen Milroe and Cam Ward will be the only two quarterbacks taken in the first round. So then if Jalen Milroe goes to the third round, then that will not work out.
Maybe it turns out to be like Will Levis or something like that.
Yeah, no, but it's funny that he's there. If you were his agent, would you let him go there? Nicole Lynn. Jalen Milroe, two in Green Bay. I mean, he's in the green room.
Oh, you know what? I actually like it because even you're in the news anyway.
Yeah.
So I think he's such a good person, good attitude, that I have no problem if I end up sitting there and I don't go in the first round and then showing up tomorrow with a big smile on your face as you walk across the stage.
Ooh.
I don't have a problem with it.
Ooh.
Why, you don't like this?
I don't like it. I think that's a little embarrassing for a quarterback. Not another position, but I think that's tough. He's going to be on camera a lot and won't look good.
Eagles, quick 30-second thought on that?
You know, for me, it's obvious you go Mason Taylor, tight end, or some tight end. Because
Goddard's going to get
Goddard's on his way out. Howie will always go line. And he'll probably try and trade, too.
You know what I think the dream would be?
What's that?
Malachi Starks ends up there.
Yeah, not happening.
Player.
Not happening.
Think he's falling that far?
Oh, no. There's a bunch of teams who reportedly like him in the 20s.
Okay. He's Andrew Perloff for Maggie and Perloff right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Another year of tradition unlike any other. I sound like I'm Jim Nance. The day of the draft, Andrew Perloff in studio for two segments before he then goes rubs elbows with some big TV folks that aren't us.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to wear makeup for you, but
Please don't.
Yeah, I knew you would. Like, if I show up in makeup, you might just tell me to leave.
Yeah. And you can obviously listen to a full first-round draft recap tomorrow from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time right here on many of these same Infinity Sports Network stations. Let's get the update in. Here's Zach. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage, no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. I think we have some audio for you right now. One is from Aditi Kinkobwale. I believe I said that name correctly. She's a tremendous reporter. Usually does a bunch of work covering the entire AFC North for the NFL Network. She has a report on Shedeur Sanders, but also we have something from Diana Russini. Now, let me do the Diana Russini one first. There's no sound with Diana Russini, correct? It's just the Aditi one is with sound. Yeah, that's what I thought. So Diana Russini, this was the latest tweet. You know how much more I like Diana Russini when there's nothing with Chase Daniel associated with it? I'm being serious.
We should have Chase on the show.
Huh? What? It's like every... no way! Can't believe it! Sounds like Stu on a Saturday night. Hours away. This is Diana Russini. Hours away from the start of the first round, Browns GM Andrew Berry has been actively listening to offers for the number two overall pick, and many believe he will move a few spots back. Cleveland has holes to fill and have just four top 100 picks to address them. Buying.
What? Huh?
Buying or selling? Stu, that the Browns are going to move off the number two overall pick.
I do not think they're going to trade it.
Samter, buying or selling?
Selling. I don't think that there's a guy that people want to move up so desperately for. And if you're the Browns, it feels like Travis Hunter's kind of like the perfect fit.
You have this report. You better be right. That's what I'm going to say. You can't put this out there and then come on out tomorrow and be like, oh, it was close, but ultimately they didn't want to refuse the idea of drafting and pass up on drafting Travis Hunter. Because your report, Diana Russini, is this. I'm selling, by the way. So if this ends up being one of those game day graphics where it's like, oh, the matchup is Alabama and Ole Miss, and Stu's Alabama, and Samter's Alabama, and I'm Alabama and Ole Miss wins, I'm okay with having an egg on my face. But when you tweet out, hours away from the start of the first round, Browns GM Andrew Berry has been actively listening to offers for the number two overall pick, and many believe he will move a few spots back. Cleveland has holes to fill and just have only four top 100 picks to address them. You're pretty much telling me they're moving back, right? Is that the way that you interpret it? Now, there's a little bit of loosey-goosiness here where it's like, oh, he's actively listening to offers. But when you say many believe he will move back a few spots, you're a big-time NFL reporter. You better be right on that. That, like, I'm put it this way. If I was an NFL insider, which I'm not, right? Like, sometimes we get told things as talk show hosts, and you say it on the radio. But I'm not an NFL insider. That's like Schefter. That's Russini. That's Ian Rappaport. That's Tom Pelissero. That's our Starbucks guy and Jordan Schultz. You know, a little punch and punch and stuff like that. Jay Glazer. You know who these insiders are. You have something like that out there, you better be right on that. And right now, Santa, I just do not think that the Browns are trading off on number two. I would be very surprised.
Because in order for you to move back, unless you're going back like one or two spots because you just don't love any of those guys, like you need like a huge offer. And there's like...
But you still better get Travis Hunter. And I don't think you will.
Well, and that's the thing is maybe they just like, maybe they're just not 100% sold on taking Hunter or Carter.
Here's my thing. Andrew Berry and Joe Shane have the most to gain and the most to lose tonight. It is so simple. If you just get Travis Hunter, if you just get Abdul Carter, nice moves. Very nice moves. They're the two best players in the draft. But it doesn't guarantee that you're going to keep your job. It doesn't give you a better chance of keeping your job. So if Andrew Berry and or Joe Shane could then go get a quarterback in the first round, I'm not saying it guarantees you keep your job, but it improves your chances because at least you called a shot at the quarterback position that will actually excite some folks. So that's why I think it's so important. But then if you say, I'm going to pass a quarterback at two or three, and then like let's say this is true that they move back and they don't get Carter or Hunter, what the heck are you doing in Cleveland? All righty, let's get to the Aditi sound. This is Aditi Kinkobwale. Is this on the NFL Network?
Or CBS Sports.
Oh, CBS Sports. That's right. She now works at CBS Sports. She has some news on potentially Shedeur Sanders. Listen up.
Now, I've been told that I should not be surprised if Shedeur Sanders drops out of the first round. The last few weeks, I've had very strong feelings that Mike Tomlin would certainly be interested in taking Shedeur Sanders. He didn't dissuade anybody when he spoke about him at length this week, which is unusual for Tomlin to talk so much about a draft pick. But there is a good chance that Steelers owner and president Art Rooney steps in and says that's not the necessary pick. This team really needs a defensive tackle.
Oh. I would let Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin make that pick. That's what I would do. But could we agree here? Are these the only five teams that we think are going to draft Shedeur at some point? Like tonight? I'm not saying where they currently are, but maybe coming back up in the first round. Or like this, if there's one team drafting Shedeur where they're currently situated, we'd all agree it's the Steelers right now. I look at the Raiders, the Saints, the Giants, and the Browns. One of those teams moving back up, we'll all have another pick inside the top 40 after their first round selection. One of those teams would have to move back up to get Shedeur Sanders. If not, I said this to Perloff, maybe it could be the Rams. And maybe the Rams are like, we're good, less need Sean McVay, let's rock and roll. And Matthew Stafford play one more year with all that speculation. That would really suck if he falls out of the first round. Is there a possibility that one quarterback goes tonight? Because if Shedeur doesn't go in the first round, then none of these other quarterbacks outside of Cam Ward should then go in the first round. That's just the way that I think of it. And I don't think Jackson Dart should go in the first round. And if you tell me three go in the first round, like I've been saying, my three, and I wouldn't feel great about this, but my three would be Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, and also Jalen Milroe as well. All righty, let's do this. We'll take a break right now. We'll come on back. We're going to do a little draft here on draft day. We're going to have nine picks. Three for me, three for Stu, three for Samter. Who will be the best nine players, period? The fine nine from these from the NFL draft, the 2025 NFL draft. We will go to these players next. We'll give you those selections. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.